Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Yanira Rutledge?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Yanira. This is Valeria calling you from Family Search. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I have some missed calls from you, so I'm calling you back. I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone to clock in and out with the patient, Chivom Mixing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so did you start it on the 10th, right?
Yes.
Last Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, miss. So I will follow up services these few days, as I mentioned it yesterday. Let me check if I send you. Do you have the app already or not yet?
Yes, so let me get in 1 second.
Don't worry.
Okay. So I'm on the app. The part that I'm having troubles with is saying to put my company's name in. And I put Family First Care LLC.
Yes, that's our agency.
Okay. And then I was saying put the password. Where are you? Let's see. Hold on.
Were you able to download in your iPhone or the iPad?
The iPad.
Okay.
And it's still not. Give me 1 second. So it says select your region. I put in other because it only says Australia, Europe, Canada.
No, you can close that. That pop up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it says something like put the company code, and I put C1100.
The company code is that HHA exchange, right?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
That's the app HHA Exchange.
No. The FHC.
Oh, HCM to go.
Yes.
No. I think that I texted you yesterday the app for iOS. Let me check. Let me send it over again to you. That's the app to review the pay stubs and change your taxes and all that information. I will help you to set up the app to clock in and clock out. Let me see. Can I text you the app for iOS?
Yes, it'll be better if you text it.
I'm just doing now to this number. Okay, I just did it. You got it?
Okay. So the app is iOS. iOS.
Click on the link and open. You have
mm-hmm.
to download directly from the link.
Okay.
Because there's like three similar apps, you know, one for Android, one for iOS, and I think I'm one for Canada. So it should be the one that I just sent to you.
Okay. And you said that other app was used for what again? The HCMC? Can I delete that or I need that?
No, you need it in case you want to check your pay stubs.
Okay. Okay. 1 second. Okay. So now it's saying something like, so it wants me to put my email and password?
Yes, click on sign up. You have to create an account. It's like a an account with your email, the one that we have, that is root, rutledgejanyhra@gmail.com, correct?
Yes. So it's made to me. Okay, let me see something you just said. It's making me download two apps.
No, it's only one.
They were saying for me to sign up, I had to download another app. This one is HHAE Exchange Plus.
No, you can ignore that. It's not the Plus. It's only the HHA Exchange.
Okay, so when I sign up, okay.
When you successfully create the account, you will receive a verification email.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
So, okay, put the password in. Okay, save password. Okay, so it's telling me to update my profile. Okay.
Yes, click on update your profile. It will ask you for first name, last name, gender, birthday. Your email again, phone number still being 267-897-1919, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, click on the icon right to update your profile.
Okay.
What else do I have to do?
Did you click on create?
Say it again.
Did you click on create?
Yeah, I created.
Okay, after that, it will show you like a pop-up where it says you've been registered successfully, your mobile ID number is.
Okay, I see a mobile ID number.
May I know that number, please?
Mobile device ID.
Mobile ID, 7-digit code.
Oh, 7 digits.
Mobile ID.
I'm seeing, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing like it's saying like capital letters BE38AHAB-CA43-4854-.
I will send you like an screenshot. on how the mobile ID comes.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at. Okay, it says 5393. Here we go. 96479.
Okay.
I didn't see it at the top. Let me talk.
Don't worry. Can you repeat it again back to me?
Yes. 5396479.
Okay. Let me check if this one match with your profile so I can information have been saved. Now I will put the patient in your calendar. Okay, here you are. Janira, now saved. Let me check the calendar. Okay, great. Now you are already linked in the patient profile in Family First, which means that as of today, yes, you can clock in and clock out. Keep in mind, you always have the GPS on, so we can check that the clocks and services have been provided from patient address. And
Okay. Keep
in mind that services must be stored and from client house, because this is home care services. You can clock in now and then clock out at 1:30, so I can check if went through, and then submit a timesheet. I can send you like a reminder, or you can submit a timesheet for today from 9 to 1:30, and clock in. You can clock in at 7 and then clock out at 8:30, and so
on. Okay. So let me, because I'm also, okay, I had to log out the app to log back in.
Yeah.
So you said, I just want to make sure I have everything correct. So my hours are from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you said it was from, what was the other hours again?
Then from 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
to 8:30 p.m.
Okay, got it. Okay. So now that I'm on the app that I see, it says schedule. It says add the number 2 next to it. Let me click on that. Okay.
Schedule, you will see the hours from 9 to 1:30. Yep.
Okay. And then I'm trying to find where I clock in at.
When you click on the patient names, under the name is the options clock in and clock out.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, clock in. Oh, this is new. I like this. Allow while using it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Okay, it says I successfully clocked in. Okay. It says I clocked in at 10:16, but I've been here since, I believe, 8:55, because I've been trying to figure out how to do the app. So,
I can, succeed with the timesheet. I see that the clocking went through perfect. You did it well, okay? It went through.
Okay.
So once you finish working today, you can submit a timesheet. I already sent you the link for you to fill out the timesheet for last days also. You can always use that link because it never expire, okay? So you can use it when you need it.
Okay. Okay, I did start working on one of them, and I seen it hit like the check boxes of what I completed. So I would just, when it comes to the timesheet, I would just check what I completed and everything like that.
Yes, you can check on the box in the timesheet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that was all. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome, Miss. Remember that I am available from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. If you want it, I can send you like the main number of the office that is available 24/7.
Okay, yeah, can you text that to me, please?
I will do it right away. You can call me when you need it also.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
You're so welcome, Miss. Do you have any questions?
Honestly, no. That was pretty much all, everything.
Okay, Miss. You're so welcome. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.